And I suppose that sort of intertwines a little into the focus. I mean, the focus of the book, the title is You in the Future of Artificial Intelligence, but we can also sort of classify you as an organization or a product provider, a solution provider as well. So
absolutely.
If we're looking at that component, then do you think it's possible in this dynamic market that each solution provider can find their niche, that they can find their market, that they can compete with larger players that have quite a lot of dominance in the market at the moment?
Yeah, so I see in this AI market very, very broadly two different kinds of opportunities. So one opportunity is the kind of opportunity that requires a lot of capital, right? It's the foundational types of activities that we see companies like, you know, Microsoft and Google and Amazon going after. I think those are just very tough to compete in that market, because it requires a tremendous amount of capital that only the large corporations are able to fund. On the other hand, you know, I think on the application side, there's a tremendous amount of opportunities for startups, because that's a nascent market. There are lots of different applications within businesses, even on the consumer market. So I would say that entrepreneurs that are focusing on building applications and not necessarily focusing on the foundational components have a tremendous opportunity ahead.
Mm. And how would you encourage that they pursue that opportunity if someone were listening? They have entrepreneurial spirit, they have an idea. What could they do to pursue that? And how do you, I mean, you were obviously a CIO, you were a consultant, and you've developed, as you've highlighted, a deep understanding of technological trends and their impact on business and society. Just from this perspective of what we've emphasized there or highlighted, how would you advise entrepreneurs to proceed so that they can really look at how AI is evolving and what role they could possibly anticipate it playing in sort of shaping business landscapes?